Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. My name is Lukho Mkwedi-Phuthi and I'm back on your airwaves once again. You are listening on Wednesday. That's probably the last time you heard me. Now, you know how we start our Wednesdays. Wednesdays are rather more exciting, but more than anything else, they are word filled. And so this beautiful Wednesday, once again, I've got our regular, I don't know if I should call it our resident pastor. Pastor Bimoyo is joining me again. Good afternoon, Fundisi. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lukho. I'm blessed, and how are you? And greetings to our listeners at home.
Truly blessed, truly blessed. That's me as well. And it's quite a warm one, contrary to all the other days.
Amen. So,
It's definitely a different time, I must say. So welcome back, Mfundisi. We've had a very informative and lesson-filled couple of weeks, I must say.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to today as well. What are we talking about today?
We are continuing actually from where we left last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually deliberating on the prayers being prayed by the saints, but obviously there are questions that are being asked, or there are question marks that needs answers
pertaining to the result of these prayers.
Yes, that okay. I've been praying, but nothing is happening.
Mm.
So could it be that God is not listening to my prayers?
Mm.
Could it be that I'm not in the right standing with God?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that I have sinned against God?
Ish.
You know, you these questions, they pop up when you are not seeing any results from your prayer.
Yeah. And you know, you start doing that introspection. Could it be me? Could it be me? Could it
yes.
be me? And sometimes it is, but sometimes it really isn't you.
Amen. Mm. Amen. So we delve deeper to the scripture. Because we want to answer everything according to the scriptures.
Yep.
Given the platform that this is a platform for believers.
Amen.
So obviously we are giving them actually the ammunition or
Come
the
on.
Keys to answered prayers, you know.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, don't worry. The guys, this is Mfundisi. This is a pastor. You know,
yes.
you know the congregants will come at any time.
I'm sorry about this. Let
no,
me
no,
switch
don't
off
worry.
The phone. Yeah, yeah. So, we want to give people the right tools or the right formula for answers based on scriptures.
Mm.
Now, what I like about Jesus, he says to the disciples, today I give you keys
Come on.
Unto the kingdom.
Mm.
So it's not one key, in as much
it's keys.
In as much as in your own household setup, at the
you
entrance
have keys.
Door, the, you have keys.
You've
it's
got
not
a burglar
one key.
Key.
Yes, because each door requires its own key to open.
That's true.
It's not enough to open the outside door, you go into the house.
Mm.
But now when you want to open your bedroom, you
Where's
need
the
another key.
Key. Yeah?
You understand?
Yeah.
So same applies to Abazalwane or brethren and saints. They need to understand that the kingdom of God is systematic.
Amen.
So there are formulas and systems on how to get results.
All right.
Some will say, but I've prayed, I've fasted.
Mm.
What results I haven't
what
got?
More what,
you
can I do?
What more can I do? I haven't seen any results out of this, you know. But we have been actually from the past 3 weeks highlighting the pros and cons, terms
right.
and conditions, you know, that the Bible says if you do this, this is what you are going to gain.
Yeah.
You see,
if you do not,
if
then
you
this
do
is
not,
what you will
this
not
is
get.
What exactly. You understand? It's in the Word of God. You see, we even went to the book of James where it says a double-minded man cannot receive anything from the Lord, which is where we were emphasizing on faith as one of the keys.
Yep.
And then also we said sometimes it is your character that can cause delays in your prayers.
That hit me, by the way.
You understand?
Yeah. Because I've been on a trip when I'm like, Lord, I'm asking for it, but can you make sure, help me make sure that my heart is in the right place?
Yes, because the Bible highlighted clearly that you ask and you do not receive. So here, the question is not about people not asking.
Yeah.
Now, the answer is given why they are not receiving.
Exactly.
And he says, because you ask amiss so that you may spend it in your own pleasures.
Imagine.
So when you want that business, what is it for? For you and your kids, so that you can look flourishing? You know, is it for you when you want a promotion? Do you want to harass other employees? You understand? So God looks at the heart. Before he handed them over to Canaan, before they accessed Canaan, the Bible says God looked at their hearts first.
Sure.
So God looks at the heart, you see. So there's many that we can actually highlight. And then the other one, we said it was the consistency.
Yep.
From the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, the story about the widow who kept on bothering the judge.
Yep.
You see, so she
was,
did
a judge who wasn't even a believer.
A judge who wasn't even a believer. And we found something that there that you can actually be a believer, but sometimes God will place that business in the hands of non-believers. So you need wisdom to how to work with non-believers. You see, so also we found the consistency of this woman, the commitment in prayer. You see, because the book of Luke 18 verse 1, it says men ought to pray always without fainting, without ceasing, without losing hope. So when you pray for something, you mustn't lose hope.
Amen.
Sometimes things, they don't come immediately.
Yep.
Because it could be that sometimes when God doesn't answer, we say it another one is that God will say, not now.
That's another
It
one.
Doesn't mean when
it's
God,
not gonna happen,
when you pray and it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean God said no. Sometimes he says, not now. And we gave an example of a parent who has a knife and tomatoes cutting in the kitchen. That a parent will never give a 6-year or 5-year old a knife. But does it mean a knife is wrong to cut onions and tomatoes?
Yep.
No. But the maturity level to handle the knife. You see, the question here, the problem here is the maturity to handle what you are asking for.
True.
So in as much as the child can be so genuine and sincere to assist the mother in the kitchen to cut onions, the mother will not hand over the knife to the 5-year. And it does not mean the mother doesn't love the 5-year-old.
Neither does it mean the mother will never give it to the child.
Exactly.
There will come a time.
There is a time when the child is now matured and now the child is now responsible. Where the mother can now say, at first I was protecting you. So God can protect you by not giving you. People must understand that God can protect you by not giving you
that which you desire.
You understand? We always see protection as God fighting for you, your spiritual battles or your physical battles. But protection can also come as a form of denial. Where God denies you certain things because of lack of maturity to handle them. But there comes a time when you are now old and mature, where the mother now expects you to handle the knife. The same mother who said 5-10 years ago, no, I can't give you the knife. And you cried to the floor. You understand?
Yeah.
But today, the same mother is forcing you to go and handle the knife. Certain things that people are crying for, they don't really understand that it's actually a responsibility when you have them.
Okay.
When a child is still at an infant stage, because of lack of maturity, to cut onions and tomatoes, take it as fun and a hobby. But to a mother, it's a responsibility, because after cutting tomatoes, you must feed the people.
Exactly.
So cutting tomatoes comes with a responsibility and a purpose. So now when people are given at their maturity stage, where somebody is now mature to handle something, if you are not well taught, the same thing that God gives you can actually drift you away from Him.
Sure.
Can actually destroy you tomorrow.
That's true. That is very true. Very true.
You understand? Because that knife, in as much as it's good for cutting onions, it can stab somebody.
Say that again. It can stab that child, actually.
You understand? So we were talking about these things, but today I want us, there is another a key again that I just touched based on it last time.
Okay.
And you even asked me a question that, Pastor, tell me, I've been to your church, I visited your church, you know. Is there any time when you feel like you are tired to
exactly.
go to church?
Exactly.
You know, I was honest and blunt to say, yes, sometimes I feel discouraged sometimes. Discouragement comes to everyone. It's a spirit.
It does.
It comes to a mayor. It comes to a minister.
To even
a doctor. To the president himself. You understand? It comes to a teacher who teaches our children at school. We send our children to a discouraged teacher based on the conditions there that the teacher is suffering at school. You see? So discouragement comes to everyone. But I'm not there today.
Okay.
Today, I'm bringing you another key now, which is honoring and accepting and believing a prophetic word from a man or a woman of God.
Okay.
A man and a woman of God, they are called with people's seasons. They carry people's destinies. They carry people's seasons. That is why you will never see God walking on foot.
All right.
When God wants to do something, He sends a man. He sends a woman that He has anointed and appointed for that particular season or time. So that is why the children of Israel, when they were crying to God after 430 years in captivity in Egypt, the Bible says they cried to God. And God heard their cry. But look at what God does. He goes to a man in the bush, Moses, who had nothing to do with the prayer that was uttered in Egypt. He goes to Moses, he says, Moses, listen, I have heard the cry of my children.
Yeah.
I have seen their afflictions. And I know their sorrows. Go there and tell them that I have come down to deliver them.
Amen.
But now look at the system of God. It's consistent from Genesis to Revelation. It's very consistent. God is not an author of confusion.
Right.
He always raises men and women. And He gives them the ministry, the fivefold ministry. Some are prophets, evangelists, and some are pastors, some are teachers, you know,
apostles.
And apostles. You understand? It's a fivefold ministry. That is why even after Jesus had ascended to heavens, He made sure that the apostles, they continue. Even Paul, after you saw that his lifespan in the ministry was nearing an end, he hands over the baton to the son, Timothy.
All right.
He says, Timothy, I've run my race. Now take over. He gives him instructions. He actually gives him advices on how to run to administer the work of the ministry.
Okay.
So God, it is a system that God has always devised. So if you do not want to submit to the voice of the one who has been sent to you, then you are missing your destiny. You are delaying your destiny. Because God will never violate his word to suit your emotions.
Okay.
That's who God is. You can cry all you want, throw the baby and the bucket out. Throw tantrums, but still his word does not change. It's so painful. You know, I was teaching about this on Sunday. That it's so painful to be arrogant or to resist or despise a person who has got your answer. Only to find out that the Holy Spirit still comes to you and say, go there and let him pray for you.
Yeah.
Go there and let him release a blessing upon your life. Remember the story of Job as well in Job chapter 42. The friends prayed to God.
Okay.
But God redirects them to Job. He says, go to Job and let Job pray for you, for I hear his prayers.
Sure.
Now imagine these friends during that tenure of Job when he was suffering, when he lost everything, he had boils on his skin. You know, he was all alone, deserted.
And they thought God had even forsaken
him. And they are the very same friends who said, you sinned against God. You, you sinned against, repent. Only to find out that God has nothing to, he had nothing against Job.
God was still in communion with Job in the process.
Regardless of the conditions that Job was in. But still God could communicate with Job.
Come on.
You see. So now, people must understand that God is a system. It's consistent from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Maybe let's read quickly from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 15.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
I will give you what?
Pastors.
Yes.
According to mine heart.
Yes.
Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Now, this is God in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. In some versions, it will say, I'll give you shepherds.
All right.
Or I'll give you ministers or leaders.
Mm.
I like the King James version. It says, I'll give you pastors. A pastor is a shepherd. I'll give you shepherd according to my own heart. In other words, it is God who gives you the man of God. You don't choose a man of God.
All right.
Like what we see nowadays, people hop and jump from church to another church because if they are reprimanded there or rebuked there, I can't succumb to him. I can't listen to this one. Let me go to another pastor. You understand? You there are people nowadays because God, there is something that God did, which I don't know whether it's fine or not. He can answer that.
Okay.
You know, God has given man a free will. God has given man a free will,
which sometimes works as a rope for some.
You understand? So some people, they choose their own pastors. But that's not how God has designed it. God says, I will give you.
Okay.
So you don't choose. I give you the pastors of my own heart who are going to lead you or feed you with knowledge. Number one, knowledge, information, and understanding. In other words, understanding, it's more like enlightenment of the information that you have. And obviously the wisdom is about application of the knowledge that you have. You see, so God says, I will give you pastors of my own heart who are going to feed you. So a pastor is there to feed you. That's why Jesus says, my sheep knows my voice.
Yep.
You understand?
Yep.
So, brethren or saints, they must understand that you do not choose. It's like where you're coming from. You don't choose where you are born from. It's not a choice.
Yeah.
You don't choose your father who gives birth to you.
Nope.
You can be embarrassed, shy all you want, but if it's this is your father, if your father is a drunkard, is your father. You must respect and honor him as he is.
Amen.
If you are coming from a poor background, this is not who you are. It's where you are coming from. So people must understand, it's the same thing. God gives you the pastor. So you don't, because there are certain things that you don't like about that pastor, then you want to leave. Then you are like a child who leaves home and goes and stays in the streets unprovoked. Who doesn't want to submit here under the leadership of the father and the mother of the house. And he says, no, I can't be told I must come here at 6 every day.
I do
things my own way. I'd rather go to stay with my friends. And if things doesn't go right with friends, you hear that that child is staying on under the bridges. You see, it starts by submitting, honoring, and respecting those that God has actually ordained for you. So God does that. It's not a mistake.
Okay.
God does that. So he says they will feed you. So if ever you are suffering from hunger or anything, just check your level of respect and honor that you have towards your spiritual leader. Because the spiritual leader has got you, is carrying your destiny, is carrying your food. He says they will feed you with knowledge. What is knowledge? You understand? Knowledge is it's actually information.
Yep.
It comes to a point in life as a saint or a believer that you won't know everything. You might be a CEO, a director. You might be a guru in economics and everything. But when it comes to spiritual matters, there is somebody who is ordained to give you insights.
Amen.
So whether that person is below your standard in terms of finances or what, it doesn't matter. All you need to understand is that that man has been called for you. And he has got knowledge that you don't know. There's things that he knows. Remember the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of
knowledge.
Not money, not anointing, not houses, but because of lack of knowledge.
Amen.
So when God wants to avoid destruction and wants to avoid calamity, he sends a man who is coming with knowledge, who is going to give them information about what is currently happening. And understanding. That is why sometimes as a believer, you find you are in a situation where you are frustrated. You don't know what to do. You actually fuming. You are angry at everything and everyone around you. But the moment you sit under a ministry of a man who teaches the word, I'm talking about genuine men of God here and genuine women of God here. After that teaching, all of a sudden you feel like a heavy load has been removed from you. You feel like, no man, there's something that was a hindrance that has been actually removed. You know why? Because they give you understanding of what you are going through. That, remember, they will teach you to understand any season and every season.
I was about to say, they help amplify and highlight the seasons.
Yes. You see. So when you are in that season of confusion, they tell you, all of a sudden that message links to your situation that,
this is me.
This is me. No wonder I'm losing friends. I'm losing this. So that's why now God is telling me that, no, I'm in a season of giving birth. And if you are in a season of giving birth, only the doctors and the mother of the child are allowed in the labor room. Not everyone. The community is not allowed there.
Nope.
The community only comes when they come to celebrate. So when you are in your season of giving birth, that pain that you are going through is not the pain that announces death. It is a pain that announces birth.
Birth of a beautiful thing even.
Amen. So the man or woman of God who is called for you will make you understand why you are going through that pain. Why you are going through that season. So seasons are different. We are coming from winter season. Now we are in the summer season. So you understand the seasons are the same, are not the same. at some point we're all wearing jerseys and jackets because that it called for that season.
Of course.
But now we are wearing t-shirts. Even the same jacket that used to be useful 3 months ago, now it's no longer useful.
Say that again.
You understand? But does it mean the jacket is wrong? No. It yep. simply means its season has passed.
Yep.
So that's why men and women of God will come to give you understanding of your seasons, what you are going through. Mm-hmm. Now, I want us to check. I'll give two examples. There are many examples, but because of time, I'll give two examples.
Mm.
The sole reason why a man of God exists, why okay. the man of God is important in your life.
Mm.
Number one, I said it. It is to usher you into your season.
Mm.
It is, they are midwives for you to give birth to your dream.
Okay.
They speak a prophetic word over your life. It doesn't matter whether you have qualifications or not. If mm. a man of God has spoken, it shall surely come to pass.
Mm.
We are going to see scriptures
yeah.
in line with what I'm telling you right now.
Mm.
Now, the second one, which is the primary one. Remember what I just told you now. This is the secondary one.
Okay.
Secondary, which means it's second. It's not the it's not the first
list.
On the priority yeah. list.
Okay.
The priority list, why the men of God calls men, is to make sure that everyone comes to the knowledge of truth.
Come on.
So that people get salvation.
Mm.
So that people are saved
mm.
from sin. In fact, in the book of Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says he has conveyed us from the kingdom of darkness
mm.
into the kingdom of his son, of his love, the kingdom of light, mm. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that's the main purpose and the main reason for salvation. So that men of God can explain the mysteries of the kingdom and return back men to their sole purpose, to
Amen.
Their original nature.
Mm.
After men lost it in the Garden of Eden through Adam.
Mm.
So now God, through Christ Jesus, he reconciled men back to him.
Yep.
So the men and women of God, our pastors, our evangelists, our prophets, their main duty is not mainly to usher us to our millions and houses and cars. That's secondary. In
okay.
fact, if you master the one, the first one, which is seeking the kingdom of God
yep.
first.
And his righteousness.
And his righteousness.
Mm.
You will see these other things, they'll be added on you.
Amen.
Added on you. Mm. Added on you. This is the same reason why we need also to give an awareness to the saints and the brethren.
Mm.
That you don't need motivation to go to church and fellowship.
Yep.
It is an ill behavior, so to say,
mm.
that pastors has to now motivate, come uzolandinto zakho, come and get your things,
yeah.
come and get your deliverance, come and get your house, come and get your marriage, come and this is not the reason why Jesus died for us.
Sure.
Jesus died for us so that God can be reconciled back to men. Men can be reconciled back to God. I mean,
to restore our relationship.
To restore
with him.
That oneness with God.
Amen.
Because in the book of Genesis, the Bible says, let us create man in our own image and likeness.
Amen.
In other words, the God nature is in us.
Amen.
So that we bring the identity crisis to man.
Mm.
To say, no man, goodness and mercy must follow you. You are gods.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Don't you know that ye are gods?
It's scripture.
It's in the scripture. Mm. So that's the first reason why men and women of God exist. So
Amen.
That those that are lost can come to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So I'll show you the two examples. Now, let's go to the book of 2 Kings 7, verse 1. This one is the secondary one.
All right.
I want to end with the one that at least will last longer in their in their minds and ears and hearts.
Okay.
So I'll start with this one, which is the secondary one, that a man of God carries your destiny. A man of God is your midwife. A man of God is actually ordained that if you have got difficulties, it doesn't mean that people don't have access to God.
All right.
Let me correct this, because I can perceive that some are saying, but are you advocating that we must idolize men of God? No. No. It's simply honoring those that God has ordained for your life. A man of God must be appreciated. A man of God must be celebrated. A man of God must be well taken care of. And a man of God must be honored. Because he's an ambassador of God. You will never see God walking on foot at church and saying, today I'm delivering in scripture, I'm Jehovah Elohim. You'll never see that. God will send his men to go and deliver the scripture. So the same way you receive God is the same way you must receive the men of God. But does it mean they are equal? Certainly not.
They could never be.
They can never be equal. You see, because sometimes the devil tries by all means to manipulate people and puff them with arrogance because they are exposed to scriptures.
Yeah.
To an extent that being exposed to these mysteries, they forget that the word of God is a mystery. You need somebody to explain it to you.
Amen.
That's where we are going to find it as well in the book of Acts chapter 8 from verse 30. We are going to read it through.
All right. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1 says, but Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine meal shall be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.
Now, this is what was happening here. There was a famine.
All right.
A serious famine, such that people were even cooking their children for a meal.
Yeah.
That's how severe and dire it was. And within that situation, God strategically positioned a man of God. And this famine had gone for years and years and years. Until the Chronos time of God, because we need to understand there is a Chronos and the Kairos time. The Chronos time is the divine appointed time of God. And the Kairos time is the divine appointed time of God. And then the Chronos one is of man.
Right.
Sometimes if you do not understand the two, where you are, where you fall in, when you are in your Chronos, in your
Kairos.
Chronos season.
Okay.
Where it's your season where you feel like you are at the edge and the verge of your breakthrough. But things are not happening. You get frustrated. That's where now you need to understand now the Kairos moments, Kairos seasons of God. Which is where God now aligns his timing. Remember, he says in Jeremiah 29, I know the plans that I have for you. And also in Isaiah 60 verse 22, he says, at the right time, my Kairos time, I, the Lord, I will make it happen.
Amen.
So once your Kairos and your Chronos moments align, I'm telling you, there is no witch, there is no devil who can block you. There is nothing. I can tell you this, Sis Puti, Uguti, no one can block you. No one. That one I can tell you. Because it's God's timing. You see. So now, Elisha is there during that chaotic moment, season of hunger, season of lack. And now, all of a sudden, Elisha is propelled by the Spirit of God to speak against the reality. Elisha, he says, he announces with the immediate effect at the hearing of the community, including the kings and everyone who was dignified at that time. He says, listen to me, all you Israel, the people of Judah. This is what the Lord is saying right now, which means now this is God's timing.
Come on.
And it doesn't mean all along when I was quiet, which means I was powerless. No, I wasn't powerless. It's just that the time was not right as yet.
Yeah.
But when the time is right, I will make sure that I will announce these things to happen. You see? So he announces the season. He says, tomorrow by this time. And the Bible says, to cut the story short because of time, there was a man in their midst who was an officer, high-ranked man. You see, he had a title. This is where now people need to understand that spiritual matters and academical matters are not the same.
Hey.
You can be academical all you want, have degrees, masters, doctorates. It's fine. It's good.
It's good.
And we encourage that. But you mustn't despise the one that has got spiritual knowledge.
Come on.
You see. Who has given the spiritual mandate? Now he says tomorrow by this time, a barley will be short for a shekel and fowl. So in other words, he was announcing their season of wealth.
Come on.
The reality at that time, Luko, there was no rain.
Did not point towards that which was said.
There was not even a cloud gathering. And even if it rained on that day, I mean, you can't plant now, tomorrow you harvest.
It makes no agriculture.
You understand? They never went to the fields to plant. There was nothing. There was hunger. But the word of God can violate conditions.
Come on.
The word of God, the prophetic word, this is where I'm coming from. The prophetic word can actually accelerate your season.
Come on.
That is why you always emphasize people not to abscond church services. Because on the day when you are not there, the man of God or the woman of God might announce your season and you are not there. Because for you to receive and the season to work for you, you must be there. So that you receive it and believe it. So there was a man there who was very intellectual, diplomatic, had a title, an office. I said, come on, man of God, I respect you. But look, even if God opens windows of heaven right now, what you are saying, man of God, I'm sorry.
Scientifically, doesn't make sense.
This thing won't make sense. Don't fool us here. There are people who are like that.
Of course.
When you speak, they think you are fooling them. When you speak, they think you are it's just tomfoolery. you understand?
Yeah.
You become crazy. It's like you are Noah. You are like Noah when he was announcing that there is a heavy rains that are coming and they are coming to destroy the whole world. Come and assist me. Let's build this ark so that tomorrow this ark can protect all of us. Everyone looked at Noah and said, Noah, we are too busy. We are too busy.
We're too busy for your dreams.
Your dreams. It's your dreams. If God placed it in your heart, you must make sure that he fulfills your dreams. It's not ours. And if it happens, there's no way. God is benevolent. There's no way God can kill us. You see how people reason? There's no way God can destroy us. If he sent you to build that ark, he's going to put... They didn't realize that God is God. And God is a God of obedience.
Yep.
You see. So now he announces their seasons, their season. And indeed, tomorrow by that time, God touches four lepers to cut the story short. They say, if we sit here, why sit here until we die? And then they, with braveness and courage and faith, they walk to the camp of the Assyrians. And when they were on their way, the Assyrians, they felt like it was an army, a vast army that was marching. They left everything, they ran, they left gold. They said even to one another, let's not carry anything. Lest we burdened our, we have weight on ourselves, we can't run faster. Leave everything, take our children, let's leave. And the word of the prophecy was fulfilled because those men, after they ate and they were full, with their leprosy, they went back to the city and told everyone, the king, that look, oh king, there is wealth there. Everything is there, gold and silver, barley is there. And they found it as it was. And it was tomorrow according to the word of the prophet. But the problem with The saints and believers, when you are speaking, they want to condition God. They want to look at the reality. What he's saying,
if he's,
yes, exactly. What he says, if he says, I will get a job, I will be a manager, but I'm not learned. I've never been to school. How will that happen? You know, no, tomorrow you'll be driving a car, you'll be approved. They look at the reality, but last week they just rejected me. All the garages that I've been.
So where's all this favor coming from?
I mean, why all of a sudden? You understand? Then they lose their season. Because of time, let us read the book of Acts chapter 8 verse 30. Quickly, so that we can.
So he went toward the chariot, and he heard the man reading from Isaiah the prophet. Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" Verse 31, the man answered, "How can I understand? I need someone to explain it to me."
How can I understand? I need someone to explain to me. God always sends somebody in your time of confusion
to clarify
to give you knowledge, to give you understanding. This is what the man was saying. How can I be reading the book of Isaiah? What I'm reading here, it does not make sense to me. You understand? But at that nick of the time, God had sent Philip, the man of God. He said, go there and explain these things to this man. Let's see even the caliber of the man that he was preaching to, that he was teaching. Yes.
Then he invited Philip to climb in and sit with him. Philip began to speak. He started with this same scripture and told the man the good news about Jesus. Verse 36. While they were traveling down the road, they came to some water. The official said, "Look, here is water. What is stopping me from being baptized?" Then the official ordered the chariot to stop. Both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The official never saw him again. The official continued on his way home. He was very happy.
He was very
happy
because he came with his season. In his moment of confusion, remember, this is a man who was well respected, an Ethiopian man who was actually a treasurer to the house of Candace. In other words, this man was an accountant to Candace, not just but he held all the monies of the Queen of Ethiopia. So we are talking about a big man here.
Okay,
and at that time, No ordinary man would ride on chariots. Chariots were known for kings, diplomats, people of high stature, people of notoriety. It was not just anyone who would ride on a chariot. So chariots were like wagons. So you hear now, he says, the Bible says he ordered his chariot. When he was reading, Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He says, "But how will I understand? Unless somebody explains. So you see, this is the importance of a man of God, the importance of a woman of God who is called for you. You can have all your monies. You can be like this man, hold higher positions, have chariots. In this day and age, you can drive the most expensive car, stay in expensive estate. But there are things that you might not understand. That needs the one who is ordained to give clarity. So this man understood about economics of Ethiopia. He was the one who held the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia, Candace. But yet the Bible in front of him, he could not understand anything.
Yeah. With all his prowess and
every prowess, intellectual prowess, because you don't get to have that position unless you are sharp here, mathematically as well. You see.
So he had all of that, but yes, no understanding of the word.
Exactly. You see, this man was very sharp, but yet he needed somebody to explain these things to him. Now, what I like is, after the things were explained to him, the immediately, strategically, there was a dam next to them. This man, he says, no, what stops me to get baptized?
Amen.
You see, this is a man who is coming from Jerusalem to worship. But he's still in the house of God, but yet he doesn't understand. There are things that he doesn't understand. So you need a man of God and a woman of God in your life.
Amen.
You need them.
Amen.
Now, for your happiness, some of you are frustrated. You are depressed. You have stress. Check your life. Maybe the person that you are running away from, he carries your happiness.
Yeah.
That man that you despise, called
that
the man of God. That man that you are gossiping about. That man that you think is slow in doing things. Let me tell you something. It is not him, it is God.
Through him.
Through him. So welcome that man. Appreciate that man and that woman of God. You will be happy the rest of your life.
Amen.
The Bible says immediately was taken in trance, disappeared. And what happened? Now the man, what happened now? The man was very happy. The last verse, and we close. I want to show you something what makes people miss their seasons. Timothy 2, chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 and 4.
Tell everyone God's message. Be ready at all times to do whatever is needed. Tell people what they need to do. Tell them when they are doing wrong and encourage them. Do this with great patience and careful teaching. Verse 3. The time will come when people will not listen to the true teaching, but people will find more and more teachers who please them. They'll find teachers who say what they want to hear. Verse 4. People will stop listening to the truth. They will begin to follow the teaching in false stories.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, now this is Paul charging his son Timothy. He said, listen, this is ministry. Ministry is not child's play. Now, this generation that you are preaching to or that you are teaching, this generation has got no patience. They are going to heap for themselves teachers that will teach what is itching to their ears. You see, they will hop and jump, leave you. While you are still preaching there, they will say, next week, I'm not coming back here. Because he's not preaching what I want to hear. That's what the Bible says. It says they will go to those that will preach what they want to hear. So if you find a teacher who talks about discipline, people run away. They say, no, this one is boring. But you find a preacher or somebody who talks about houses and cars every day. They run there. They are fully packed. They think that's the gospel. You see, the gospel is Jesus. The message is Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Luko. And thank you to the listeners at home as we continue next week on Wednesday.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. A big thanks to Mr. Mako. Lesetje Mako says, the presence of a man of God in your life during a season. And Prue asked a question, which I'll definitely ask as well, and I'll clarify it later on. And Margaret, thank you. Thank you so much. Time for news.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.